Flea Watches TV by Yvonne Morrison. Illustrated by Josh Morgan. "Where's Fleeb?" asked Nate. "I need him to help me with my homework." "I think he's watching TV," said Rose. "Not again," said Nate. "He seems to be doing that a lot." The children had got used to having a robot in the house. Fleeb was very helpful most of the time. Nate and Rose remembered the first time Fleeb tried to make scones for them. Fleeb had learnt a lot since then. But now, Fleeb seemed to spend a lot of time watching TV, and the children had noticed that things were going missing. "Where are my socks, Fleeb?" asked Nate. "I've got lots of socks, blue ones, yellow ones, and green ones, but I can't find them anywhere." Fleeb looked in the laundry basket. "Here are some socks," he said. "Those socks are dirty," said Nate. "That's why they're in the laundry basket. I need clean socks." "Well, I can't help you then," said Fleeb. And off he went. Nate looked after him in surprise. "That's odd," he thought. Rose couldn't find her skipping rope, and Mum had lost her favourite scarf. They asked Fleeb to look for the missing things, but it was no good. Fleeb couldn't seem to find them. Dad got very cross when he couldn't find the big cooking pot. "Where is it?" said Dad. "I need it to cook spaghetti for dinner." He searched and searched, but the pot was nowhere to be found. Dad had to cook sausages instead. That night, after dinner, the family could hear strange noises coming from the living room. Suddenly, the door opened. There stood Fleeb. He was wearing Mum's scarf.
"Please come in," said Fleeb.
The family looked at each other in surprise and went into the living room.
"There's the cooking pot," said Dad. "Welcome to Showtime," said Fleeb. "Please sit down."
The family sat.
"First, I will play for you," said Fleeb. He drummed on the pot with some spoons.
The family laughed and clapped.
"And now watch me juggle," cried Fleeb. "Blue, yellow, green."
"Those are my socks," laughed Nate.
"I will finish with a song," said Fleeb, picking up a microphone.
"Hey! That microphone looks like my skipping rope," cried Rose. Fleeb finished singing. The show was over. The family clapped and clapped.
"You are full of surprises, Fleeb," said Mum. "That was a great show."
"Yes, the show was great," said Nate. "But now I want my socks back."